Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mike Elko era is off and running at Texas A&M, and these are three big questions that the Aggies need to find answers to this spring. Starting with number one, anytime you've got a new head coach, and you're beginning a new era, if you will, this is a talking point and this is a massive storyline. As much as it's, we're talking scheme changes and personnel changes, offensively, defensively, special teams, the changing of the culture is something that you focus on, especially when it's as drastic a culture shift from Jimbo Fisher to Mike Elko. And that's my first question, guys. How quickly can Mike Elko implement his culture in College Station? And the reason this is so important to keep an eye on, guys, is because I think what a lot of fans take for granted, or they don't realize, fans are ecstatic, right? Fans are excited. It's a new era, out with the old, in with the new. And even with the transfer portal, which gives players opportunities, if they don't like the way things go or their coach gets fired, they can up and leave, which we saw that mass exodus, and we saw Mike Elko sign over 20 players in the portal. Even with that, there's going to be some players on your roster that are kind of wait and see about the move. There might be some, heck, that are even disgruntled. They were big fans of Jimbo Fisher, right? They liked Coach Jimbo. He recruited them. He signed them. They got to know him. Hey, maybe they had a starting spot. Maybe they liked their role on the football team before Mike Elko. And now that's going to get challenged. They're going to get made uncomfortable, right? So there's going to be guys, and Mike Elko in the early stages, having to earn the trust and the respect of the locker room, which I think he'll command fairly easily because of his background. He was at Texas A&M before. But still, anytime you're going through this coaching change, and it's the first year, you know, again, you're focused on implementing your systems, your schemes, your verbiage, but implementing the culture and really setting the roots in the program, that's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, focuses early on in the tenure. And again, I think it's going to be a net positive, by the way, guys, because Jimbo Fisher's culture, it was a mess, right? You had guys that the off-field hype outweighed the on-field production. You know, we saw last year at SEC Media Days, you had Texas A&M players wearing sunglasses at the podium, which I guess was their way of blocking out the haters, quote-unquote, which you should have known at that point. It was going to be a complete mess in 2023. So it's going to be a net positive for A&M, but how quickly can Mike Elko implement his culture in College Station? And do we see some early signs during spring ball, maybe in the spring game, that it's happening? My second big question that the Aggies need to find answers to, guys, which new faces emerge in the wide receiver room? Texas A&M looking for playmakers on the outside for Connor Wegman, who returns yet again as the Aggie starting quarterback. Of course, you lost Anaya Smith to the NFL. Evan Stewart transfers to Oregon. That was a really, really big loss. One of the biggest portal pieces that was on the market there for a while over the past offseason. You do have a couple transfers coming in, though. You have a transfer from Troy named Jabre Barber, a La Tech transfer named Cyrus Allen. Also, guys, you return Jahdae Walker, Noah Thomas, Moose Muhammad, who was very good, Mike Atiese, Isaiah Williams. So you got a bunch of names. Who of that group steps up and becomes a dude? Who are the top targets on the outside? Because again, Anaya Smith was that dude. It felt like on a week in, week out basis, you knew what you were getting from him. You knew he was going to be a star. You knew he was going to make the big play. Same thing with Evan Stewart. He was fantastic. So I think there's enough talent in this room. And guys, there's a bunch of freshmen I didn't even talk about either, that Texas A&M, you know, it's interesting. This isn't necessarily a rebuild, right? There's some schools, they hire a new coach, it's a complete rebuild. Even with what A&M lost, they've got talent. I mean, they've got a lot of talent. So which of those dudes steps up and who becomes the top targets on the outside in Colin Klein's offense and specifically for quarterback Connor Wegman? Guys, before I get into my third and final question, I want to tell you about our friends over at Roback, because today's segment is brought to you by our friends over at Roback. That's Roback Activewear. And guys, if you haven't heard of Roback before, it's time to check them out. It's safe to say I'd bet on these guys any day of the week because I absolutely love their gear. Guys, we couldn't be more pumped to work with Roback. It's simply some of the most comfortable gear that I own, from the performance polos to the hoodies, the shorts. Best fit, best feel, period. With the weather warming up, guys, whether you're on the golf course, you're at the tailgate, you're at the spring game, you're at the ball game, hey, you're just hanging out with the family around the house, doesn't matter. Roback is the way to go. And guys, they also, especially all my golfers out there, listen up, they just released their Azalea collection, meaning it is the best time of the year. Guys, mine's in the mail right now. You're going to see me here on SECU rocking it, and I'm telling you, I can't wait. I cannot freaking wait because it is a beautiful design. It'll get you in the mood for the Masters. It'll get you in the mood for golf season. I'm telling you, man, I'm stoked. The designs are just too good. Trust me when I say there's nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt for a spring tee time. Guys, Robax Performance Polos are the most comfortable polos out there. They're moisture wicking with four-way stretch, making them perfect for a game day, and they have the perfect fit, guys, with crisp collars that don't lose their shape. I could not recommend the polos more. Guys, in all honesty, Roback's been gaining traction big time. They've been working with some of college football's biggest stars, such as Alabama's quarterback, Jalen Milroe. So, guys, make sure you head over to Roback.com. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com and use the promo code S-E-C-U for 20% off your first order. Guys, head over there today, Roback.com. Get you that Azalea polo. Get all the other ones as well. They've got an incredible selection for you, and we're going to give you 20% off. R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com, 20% off using promo code SECU. That's 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodies, and more with that promo code SECU. Guys, my third and final question that the Texas A&M Aggies need to find answers to this spring is this. Who steps up at the linebacker position? Now, you know you've got Torian York, who is back. He is the leader of that group. He was fantastic. He was solid a season ago. He is going to emerge as linebacker number one. But outside of him, who steps up, right? Because you have to replace Edrin Cooper. That would have been such a huge piece for him to get back this year for year one of Mike Elko, but unfortunately, he is gone. And I think more than likely, Edrin Cooper going to be one of the top linebackers taken in the NFL draft. So it's Torian York, and then who is it, right? You got Scooby Williams. You got Alex Howard. You got Chance Johnson, Damian Sanford, Tristan Jernigan, Matrell Harris Jr., Jordan Lockhart, Danny Lockhart Jr. I mean, you got plenty of options, but is there another Edrin Cooper on that roster? Is there another guy who's going to lead your team in tackles the way that he did and kind of be flying all over the football field? Is there the next coming of Edrin Cooper or the next best thing at linebacker? You got to have somebody else outside of Torian York to help you out. Texas A&M, obviously, losing Walter Nolan up front, losing some pieces in the defensive front. I think, guys, hey, listen, we saw in the bowl game, despite it being a loss, we saw in the bowl game that there's going to be plenty of talent returning on the defensive line for A&M. Like, there's no question. There's going to be plenty of talent that is up front for them, but you need those guys, the linebacker spot, to be able to slow down the run, also the athleticism at linebacker to cover in the passing game. So, you know, you've got Torian York, and I think you've got some other guys in that room that do have some experience, but they got to go from being role players to being the players on the defensive side. Who steps up outside of Torian York at linebacker? Going to be interesting to see. So, guys, my three big questions the Aggies need to answer this spring. Number one, how quickly can Mike Elko implement his culture in College Station? Number two, which new faces emerge in the wide receiver room? And number three, who steps up at the linebacker position?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.